Proclamation number 4480 of 7th of November, 1948. You must be taught by God. And you shall be taught by God. My spirit has to work in you so that you can meet spiritual instruction with understanding, no matter in which way it comes to you. If you are taught directly by me, it is only a result or sign of my spiritual working in you. If you receive instructions from outside, through my servants on earth, through fellow human beings who are instructed in truth or through the written word, you will only understand that when you receive enlightenment through the Spirit within you, when the one who is my part can work in you. When you have a divine teacher, and you should all commend yourselves to him, otherwise every external instruction is useless for you. Divinity wants to be grasped with the spirit, and human intellect alone cannot comprehend it, and if he tries to assimilate it without the spirit's support, then it will emerge as human work, deformed and incomprehensible, in a form which no longer has anything in common with pure truth, and then people will not know but be in error. You must therefore let yourselves be taught by God. You must not oppose me if I am to instruct you, and thus you must first seek contact with me through heartfelt prayer, and then, if you present questions to me, listen within and wait for the answer. And most people don't pay attention to this process and don't wait until the answer clearly and distinctly arises in them. Their thoughts wander and thereby make an instruction impossible, which, however, will certainly be granted to them if they devote themselves to me and listen inwards. Heartfelt prayer and the desire for the right answer will also let them think clearly and truthfully. For I enlighten the spirit of the one who calls for me and asks me for it. Then he can also consider himself taught by me, and I will truly not instruct him differently than the recipient of my direct word, for what my spirit imparts to people is always and everywhere the same, because truth can never change. And thus you all have the opportunity to acquire the pure truth if you come to me and approach me for it. I will always be a true teacher for you and introduce you to the truth as soon as you request it. Amen.